Locked On Podcast Network.
You are locked on to the Washington football team with the Locked On Washington football team podcast. I'm Chris Russell, co-host of the Russell and Medhurst show on the flagship station for the Washington football team, the team 980 in Washington, D.C. and beyond, worldwide on the Odyssey app, Monday through Friday, 3 to 7 Eastern. David Harrison is my co-host. He is not with us on this particular episode. He'll have your crossover Thursday edition as we get you set for the Washington football team and the Atlanta Falcons coming up. When David is not here, of course, you can check him out at dharrison82 on Twitter and of course, on si.com, part of Fan Nation covering the Washington football team. You can check me out at WrestleMania621. That's at WrestleMania621. And the podcast at LockedWFTPod. At LockedWFTPod. And thank you once again, Washington football fans, for making the Locked On Washington football team podcast your first listen every day. On this episode, we're going to be joined by Chase Young. That's right, one-on-one, me and Chase Young from Tuesday afternoon. We did, in all candidness, we did two separate interviews with Chase Young. One for the radio show with Pete Medhurst, which you can also hear on the Odyssey app. And again, you can go to the team980.com and go to the podcast section, Russell and Medhurst, and you can pull that up from Tuesday. And we did a completely separate interview with Chase, just Chase and I, for this podcast, so that you have two different interviews that you can listen to. Again, the main one here you will hear in just a couple of moments, just Chase and myself. And then you can hear an extra Chase Young one-on-one interview, actually one-on-two interview, as Pete Medhurst and myself talk to Chase as well. So you are going to enjoy this conversation, even though it's been a disappointing start, but you're also going to hear from former Washington football team head coach Jay Gruden. He joins Pete and myself again every Tuesday at 4 o'clock for what we call Football at 4. It's, again, always available on the Odyssey app. So you will hear a portion of that interview because I thought Jay had some interesting comments about another tough Sunday for the Washington football team. Just a bit of news to clean up before we get started and hear from Jay. The Washington football team has released the following players from the practice squad: Dalton Schoen, who they just signed earlier last week, wide receiver, and defensive tackle Gabe Wright. They have instead replaced them with defensive tackle T.Y. McGill, who was on the roster, I believe, last year, or on the practice squad roster, if memory serves me correct, and as well offensive guard Nolan Laufenberg. So there's a new Laufenberg. You remember Babe Laufenberg was here for a little while. There's a new Laufenberg in town, at least for now, both on the practice squad. Never know how long they're going to stay on that. So as we mentioned, coming up in just a couple of minutes, you're going to hear my exclusive one-on-one interview with Chase Young, the number two overall pick. But right now, wanted to play you a couple of minutes back from former Washington football team head coach Jay Gruden, and again, his weekly spot with Pete and myself on the Team 980, Tuesdays at 4 for Football at 4. You can listen to it on the Odyssey app or the team980.com. So I want to play you just, you know, the first portion of the Washington football conversation and Jay's thoughts on, again, another difficult Sunday for the Washington football team.
Former head coach of the Washington football team, Jay Gruden. Jay, Pete and Chris here. Appreciate some time again, as always. How are you?
Hey, Jay.
I'm doing good, thanks. You guys all right?
Yeah, we're doing okay. We're doing better than the Washington football team, Jay.
Yeah. Early in the year, don't panic, Chris, like you normally do.
I know. I was telling Pete, Jay, and maybe this is not nice of me, but I was in Buffalo on Sunday, right, watching the carnage, and you know, it did remind me of so many Sundays and Mondays and Thursdays that we've seen here, both with you and Coach Shanahan, and even Jim Zorn, because I started back with Jim Zorn. You know, like, there's been a lot of days that where, you know, like, everybody was hopeful that they would be competitive. Maybe not like you would win, but be competitive. And then it was like, oh. And as a head coach, I wonder, how do you handle something like that when you know you put in 100 hours a week and you, you know, you just do everything you can to get yourself ready and your team ready, and then it's like that.
Yeah, it's tough. Some of those games are like that. You know, you get down early, it's just like quicksand. You just keep going deeper and deeper. And it's hard to get out of it. You know, you need special players to really dig themselves out of it, special athletic plays. You need game-changing plays, a block punt, an interception for touchdown, something to change the scenario, something to change the momentum. And if you don't get that, it's a long afternoon on a Sunday. So that's kind of what happened with the Washington football team. They had made a little bit of a run with the long run. Got up to 7, I believe it was, and then Buffalo just kept grinding at them.
Jay, I want to tie this in together to the Washington football team, but also with other teams. Guys like Taylor Heinicke, guys like Justin Fields right now, not played a lot of football, not made a lot of starts in this league. Of course, every fan wants those people to look like superstars from the moment that they get in the huddle. But obviously, Justin had a very tough day. You know, after getting the start that everybody clamored for with Chicago. Heinicke, of course, now still just a couple of games into his infancy as a starter here in Washington. What are realistic expectations for those guys in a league where, let's face it, they're pros and everybody wants to win every game? There are no moral victories here in the National Football League.
Yeah, it's really hard. Every team has a different set of standards, so to speak. You know, some teams that are drafting 1, 2, 3 overall, there's a reason they're drafting 1, 2, or 3 because they're 1 and 15 or 2 and 14. They have more problems on their team than just the quarterback, and they have to be addressed. I watched some of the Chicago game, and Justin didn't have a chance. You know, his offensive line was really struggling in that game. And it gets a very good defensive front in Cleveland, but he had no chance. I don't care who you put back there. They weren't going to succeed with that pass rush coming at them every snap. And then when you get down like that and you had to throw, it was a one-dimensional team, they had no chance. You know, and same thing with Heinicke this week. You know, we got down, or Washington got down and was forced to throw the ball all the time, and that's really not his cup of tea yet. He's not seasoned to be a drop-back passer where everybody knows it's going to be a pass. This guy hasn't been in the league long enough, hasn't seen the things, hasn't made the audibles, made the corrections at the line of scrimmage with the protections. It's just hard. You know, if you have a great defense, you're a young quarterback with a good team, then you have a chance. But if you get behind and you're forced to be a one-dimensional quarterback, chances are very, very slim to none in this league.
Jay, when you were here, obviously, as the head coach, you guys drafted Jonathan Allen, then Daron Payne, then traded a backup because of the whole Haskins debacle, and I know that had nothing to do with you. You know, that's the organization, and we all know what happened there, and got Montez Sweat. So you brought in 3 of these guys, essentially, in the first round, and then they added Chase Young when Ron got here. When you have that kind of talent, and then you see across the board, you know, the first 3 games, how hard is it to be patient and know that it's just going to turn around because you have so much talent, as opposed to, oh, my God, I've got to do something. I've got to hit the panic button. I've got to start blitzing more. I've got to start getting out of what I thought I was going to be able to do, which is rush 4, maybe sometimes 5, play zone coverage, and not really do anything fancy because I've got all this talent?
Yeah, well, I think just watching the first 3 games, I think it's pretty evident that the defense has got to step up. I mean, they have to. They have too many first-rounders on that front. They have too athletic of a football team in the back end. Landon Collins, they have too many good players in that defense to be giving up this many yards week in and week out. If you're going to rely on your defense, then the defense better be relied on. They better be accountable, and they better be able to stop teams and get some turnovers and get some short fields for the offense. The offense right now is not quite as good as they should be or could be at this time in the season. You know, they're going to get better and better, hopefully. But until then, the defense has got to step up. They got to hold teams at 2 touchdowns or 10 points or 13 points and create turnovers. That's what they're built to do, and that's what they have to do, and they haven't done it yet. So, you know, they've played 3 tough teams. I get it. But, you know, there's no easy teams in this league, so they're going to have to step up eventually.
Jay, how much skill building goes on at this level? I know so much because you guys don't get anywhere near the time anymore to you know, practice. I mean, install takes up probably a lot of the time. So during the course of a season, how much individual skill building goes on for players, guys that are looking for that extra pass rush move, that might be looking for something as an offensive tackle to do against a good pass rusher? How much time do they really get for skill development in a league where, you know, look, the Players Association has bargained to get less and less time out there, and they keep winning a lot of those battles.
Yeah, I think that's the toughest thing as a head coach. You have to try to navigate, you know, how much is too much and how much is not enough. You still have to build your football team. You still have to build their skill set. The younger players have got to develop. If they're not playing a lot on game day, they got to develop in practice. But you can't wear your veterans down. You can't get them tired on Sunday, have no legs, and then you risk a lot of guys getting injured to your best players. You want to be kind of, you don't want to be too hard to practice, but there's a fine line there, and that's something that you have to tiptoe on. And as a head coach, I think that's probably the toughest part about being a head coach is making those decisions during the week. Wednesdays, how long is Wednesday's practice going to be? Where are you going? When are you going to put pads on? Wednesday or Thursday? Mm-hmm. Are you going to put pads on? How much running are they going to do? Special teams, they have to get their work in, running down on punt and kickoff. But you can't wear them out. So it's very tough. That's the toughest thing we had to deal with, especially with all the injuries we had in Washington when I was there the last 2 or 3 years. We didn't have enough bodies to hardly practice. So it was hard to develop those practice squad guys and those younger players with the skill set that you're talking about, and individuals and one-on-ones and things that you want to do that you were able to do in years past, but you just can't do it because you don't have the numbers and the time. And you got to keep your good players fresh and healthy.
All right, once again, that's former Washington football team head coach Jay Gruden, former offensive coordinator of the Cincinnati Bengals and the Jacksonville Jaguars. You can hear that whole interview in its entirety on the Odyssey app by checking out the team980.com and again going to the podcast section for Russell and Medhurst, and you will be able to find it. It's hour number 2 from Tuesday's show. All right, guys, we are back and better than ever on betonline.ag. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are well underway for another football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action with a new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests. BetOnline.ag continues to be your number one source. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. That's right, 100%. It's double your initial deposit just for signing up. So if you deposit $50, you're going to get an extra $50 back if you use the promo code NFL100. That's NFL100. From football, basketball, baseball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season, all at BetOnline. BetOnline.ag. Use the promo code NFL100. BetOnline, your online sports book experts. Washington football fans, again, I'm Chris Russell with an incredible app, and everyone who buys gas, and that's all of us, need to know about. Get Upside. My listeners are making up to 25 cents for every gallon of gas every time they fill up. That simple. Just download the free Get Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now. Use the promo code Touchdown, and here's what you're going to get. A bonus 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's up to 50 cents cash back. Don't pay full price at the pump anymore. Get cash back using Get Upside. Just download the promo code Touchdown after you download the app, of course, to get up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. Some people who drive a lot are making as much as $200 to $300 a month in cash back. There's no catch. The cash goes right back and added to your account. You can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Get Upside app and use the promo code Touchdown. Who doesn't love a good touchdown, right? To get up to 50 cents a gallon cash back on your first tank. That's promo code Touchdown. All right, back here on the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast, I'm Chris Russell, and we're pleased to be joined by Chase Young. How big is this? Chase is with us on behalf of USAA, recently USAA and ESPN, and Chase and his mom Carla invited fans into their home, into Chase's new home in the Washington, D.C. area. And Chase, you know, while fans can watch it on the ESPN YouTube page, I notice you're a big fan of Marble. You got four dogs. You got all this property. Home is where the heart is. I know your heart is in this area, and I know your heart is in this community. How heartwarming is it to have a place for yourself this early in your career where your family can come, where your dogs can live freely, where you can have some privacy?
Man, it feels great, man. Just, you know, overall, you know, how life is right now. You know, being close to my mom, you know, being out here with my dogs, everything is real cool, man. And, you know, just taking it all in, I'm just blessed.
Yeah, it allows you to get away from the grind of football, which obviously right now is tough, Chase. How do you put a finger on the, on these first three games without, you know, with realizing it's such a long season, but yet, you know, the start to everyone, I would assume, is disappointing, and y'all are trying your hardest. I have no doubt about that. I don't think fans question that, but the results just haven't been there yet.
Yeah, we definitely, all we have to do right now is just stick together. That's number one, make sure we stick together. You know, we're not pointing a finger. We're working together as a team, defense. We're working as a unit, offense, working as a unit. You know, trying to get this thing together to play a complimentary football.
When you go up against a gauntlet of quarterbacks already, in Josh Allen and Justin Herbert, and what's still to come, Matt Ryan, this Sunday, is that motivational? Is that a scary challenge? What is that for Chase Young?
That's definitely motivational, and just a blessing that a guy gives me another opportunity every week to go against the best, and just to see where I'm at, and you know, I'm definitely up for that challenge. So, you know, that's all we're about, going hard and you know, tightening things up.
Every game, pretty much, it seemed like this year at least, Jack is starting you on the left side and then eventually move over to the right side. Sometimes you switch back and forth. Is there any difference to you in terms of technique, in terms of preference, in terms of what you like?
No, I feel like I played both sides in college. And Coach Jay always made sure that we can play both sides. So I'm pretty comfortable on both sides, left and right. We just switch up knowing that we both get chips. So, you know, that's just in our best interest, just to try to switch sides and throw the offense off a little bit.
Does it help you? You know, I notice at times, obviously, your hand's in the dirt. At times, you're standing up. Does it help you one way or the other, Chase?
It just depends on the play sometimes that we have, that we run. Just really depends on the plays and things like that.
You know, I was in Buffalo. I think I asked you this question after the game, if I remember correctly. My brain's a little, you know, like, you guys have given up three touchdowns on the three opening drives this year. Is there anything that you can put a finger on with some time to reflect here? Or is that just the opponent and they get paid too, and they're professionals and they're just executing at a high level?
We just got to start faster. I feel like, and at the end of the day, we just got to play together more. I feel like if we can do those two things early, I feel like you'll see a big change.
Was there too much hype about this defense, or did you not pay any attention to that? And you just kind of like, hey, this is the NFL. And again, you're going up against really, really good quarterbacks and offenses.
You know, we try not to pay attention to the outside noise, but you know, as a defense, we know what we can do, you know, cause we've done it. You know, we just know what we can do, man. And, you know, we just got to look in the mirror and just really just tighten up. I mean, only thing I can say is that we grind. And, you know, we definitely keep our foot on the pedal.
Chase Young with us on behalf of USAA. Again, go to ESPN's YouTube page to check out Chase's new pad. I'm going to ask a question or two about that in just a second. On the football end, this organization has been through a lot, Chase. You grew up in this area. I'm sure you know a lot about the past history. What would it mean to you to be able to steady this ship? You guys won a division title last year, steady the ship this year, and to reclaim the glory of this franchise, which is so important to this area and all of the military connections that are in this area?
Man, it'll be big, man. Definitely big. This opportunity, just everything that's getting thrown at me, man, it's just a blessing in itself, man. So I'm definitely not going to take this opportunity for granted. And I'm just going to try to live out everything I need to do.
I know your grandfather was really important to you. He served in the military. I know, you know, the love that you and your mom share. I mean, you know, one of the best moments of last year was after you scooped up that that fumble for a touchdown in San Francisco and you popped your mom on the Zoom press conference. I mean, you know, I know family is important to you. How much do they drive you? How much specifically does your mom's love and admiration and the relationship you have drive you to be not only a better football player, but a better man every day?
Oh yeah, definitely. My mom, she holds me to a high standard in everything that I do. So definitely on the field, being a man off the field, being a gentleman, and all three of those, being a man of God in all those areas. She holds me to a high standard. You know, that's just being, I feel like, a great mom, just, you know, wanting your son to strive and just be the best he can be.
I know in the video you said your grandfather was a Cowboys fan, and you kind of alluded that you don't know what his reaction would be if his son was the number two overall pick of the Washington football team. Do you think he... I mean, if you had to guess, do you think he would be rooting for you and wearing burgundy and gold, or do you think he would? Do you think he would be still rooting for the star on the helmet? Maybe not against you, but whenever they weren't playing you.
No, I think that he would definitely love me and cheer me on, but I definitely think he'd still like the Cowboys.
Yeah,
that was his team.
And what team did you? You grew up, did you grow up in Washington? I can't remember if we asked you that. I'm sure we did.
But... I really grew up just like, I was a fan of players.
Okay, right.
You know, Sean Taylor. I love right. Sean. I, you know, I had a Sean Taylor jersey. You know, so, yeah, London Fletcher.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was Sean Springs. I don't know if y'all remember Sean Springs.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, all of those guys were important to this franchise. Let me ask you this on the way out, and Chase Young with us. We appreciate it on behalf of USAA. This new wonderful home that you have that, you know, again, fans can check out on the ESPN YouTube page. I know you've got the dogs. I know you meditate. I know mom's coming over. Who's doing the cooking, Chase? Like, what do we like to eat? Are you going to get a smoker or something like that? How is that going to work? Cause that's important. You got to fuel those muscles and the body to keep going.
Definitely. My mom, she definitely come over here and chef it up a lot for me. Uh-huh. You know, some good home cooking on a daily basis. I have a chef, my man, Al. So he's always in here, you know, making food. If I have guests to come in here, he'll make food for everybody. So that's really how I do it, though. But every time my mom, she comes over, she wants to cook something.
I mean, that's what moms are for. So we're not going to see Chef Chase on a Sunday in March or anything like that, right? You're not going to be out at the smoker cooking anything good for us.
Yeah, I'm in the process of getting the grill now.
There you go.
A double, triple decker.
That's awesome. You know. That's awesome. Well, listen, I know it's a grind. I know you've done a ton of these. So I appreciate you helping us out here. And again, a wonderful home. Congratulations on what you've purchased and what you've moved into and establishing your home base with USAA here in the area. Again, it's been a pleasure to cover you so far, and I look forward hopefully to many years to come.
Definitely. I appreciate you guys.
All right. Thank you, Chase.
Thank you.
Chase, thank you. I appreciate it. I'll see you at the facility.
Yes, sir.
All right. Once again, Chase Young appearing with us on behalf of USAA. And in conjunction with ESPN, want to thank Michael Pernal and the entire PR staff that put this all together. All the different people that went into this. We did two, again, separate interviews. Very happy to have that time with Chase. Thank you to Chase, obviously, as well. And make sure you guys go check out, again, USAA. Meanwhile, when we come back, we're going to hear from Camion, one of our favorite voice mailers. He's coming up next, right after we tell you about Built Bar, guys. This week, limited time flavor, cookie dough chunk. It's awesome. Cookie dough chunk, when I ripped into it last week, when the sample box arrived, I was like,
wait a second. This tastes way too good, way too like the real thing in order to be this healthy for you. Plus, in addition to the cookie dough chunk, Built Bar has 9 regular delicious flavors, plus, again, the occasional limited time flavor, such as the cookie dough chunk variety. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their favorites. You know mine is the peanut butter brownie. David, he loves the mint brownie, but you might like cherry, you might like double chocolate, you might like salted caramel. There's really something for everyone. So why don't you get a mixed box, maybe? You can go to Built.com right now and get a mixed box, 2 of each of the 9 flavors, or you can do a little something different. Just go check it out at Built.com. And when you go to Built.com, you're going to know one thing. You're going to get a great product at a fair price and something that's really tasty and really good for you. High in protein, low in calories, low in sugar, low in net carbs. Guys, I'm telling you, it is the perfect meal replacement, the perfect dessert replacement. Who needs that terrible for you bowl of ice cream when you can get a healthy, delicious Built Bar? Use the promo code LOCKED15 at Built.com. That's LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. All right, we're wrapping up this edition of the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast. Once again, I'm Chris Russell. David will be back with you on the next episode. He'll have a crossover Thursday edition as we get you set for the Washington Football Team and the Atlanta Falcons, and then we'll rejoin each other for the Friday and weekend edition. Let's hear from one of our guys, Camion, via the voicemail line, which you can always contribute to at 301-615-3577. That's 301-615-3577. Take it away, Cam.
Fellas, Camion here. Man, not gonna lie, now I'm extremely nervous about the Atlanta game. Now, I understand that, you know, statistically and everything is supposed to be an easy game. You know, one that we can circle a W, but nah, I can't sleep on them now. You know, the way that we're playing, offense and defense, I mean, statistically, before the season started, you're supposed to have a top-notch defense, maybe somewhere close to the middle of the pack offense, but I understand that was with Fitzmagic, but, you know, I'm just saying, I know Matty Ice, he'll be an easier target because he's not too mobile, a little mobile, but not too mobile, but we're not getting no pass rush, so even if he's sitting in the pocket, we're not getting to the quarterback, so I don't know. I'm just nervous about this game, you know. This, like Chris was saying in the last episode, this hopefully is a wake-up call. Man, I'm hoping that too, but like I said, I'm nervous. Y'all tell me what y'all think. Holla.
All right, once again, that is Camion with the voicemail. We appreciate his contribution. If you want to get aboard again, two ways for you to do so, 301-615-3577. That's 301-615-3577. Or hit us up via the email route, lockedwftpod@gmail.com. That's lockedwftpod@gmail.com. Once again, thanks to Chase Young for joining us right here on the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast. Keep the faith, Washington football fans. He's too good, and they're too good and talented to be this bad. Just keep the faith. And as well, thanks to, again, Michael Pernal and all of the PR people that went into making this, and Chase and his agents and his mom and USAA, for allowing us to have a couple of minutes right here on the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast with Chase Young, who really doesn't do one-on-one interviews, guys. So you want to make sure that you enjoy and support the venture. Again, want to thank you guys again for making the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast your first listen of the day. For your second, why don't you check out the Locked On Bets podcast, hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast, brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get your podcasts. Again, hit us up on the voicemail, 301-615-3577. That's 301-615-3577. That's going to do it for us today, Washington football fans. Once again, thanks for joining us. We are free and available on all platforms. For David Harrison, who will again host the next episode, a little crossover Thursday edition as we get you inside the Falcons and the Washington football team. And also check out David on SI.com's Fan Nation. I'm Chris Russell, host of the Russell and Medhurst pod. The Russell and Medhurst radio show. I should know what I'm talking about. I do it 4 hours every day on the Team 980, Washington football team flagship station, along with my co-host, Pete Medhurst. We are there every Monday through Friday, 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern time, and on the Odyssey app. Thanks for joining us again right here on the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast.